EW to his friends, Eric Wiltshire.
RTI, a place just like home.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Yes, it's me again, but I've got a very special treat for you. And I'd sit down, boys and girls, because this is going to make you wonder why you're such a wimp when you just got toothache and have to take an aspirin for it, as we all are. Can I welcome Hannah Campbell to the studio? How are you doing?
I'm fine, hello.
She's just joined us in Slovakia. And I'm going to find out about Hannah for you, boys and girls, because this is a fabulous story. Hubby James, is it? Jamie's in the background.
Hello.
He said he wasn't going to talk, boys and girls, but I knew we'd get him. I knew we'd get him. So, Hannah, can you just start off by telling us your story?
I was over in Iraq with the British Army, and I was involved in a mortar attack, which is like a bomb, landed on the building I was in and buried me under the rubble.
Now, this was 3 years ago, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
So hang on, you've been in hospital for virtually 3 years after this event.
Yes.
You're married to, what rank is he? I've forgotten.
He's a sergeant.
Is he the boss then?
Well, he likes to think he is.
Is, but, is he higher ranked than you?
He is.
Oh my word.
But I don't like to admit that.
Perfect. But basically, when you're at home, you're the officer and he's not.
That's right, yeah.
Got it.
Definitely.
Sounds like a stereotypical house to me. But so there you are. You've got your husband's in the forces as well. You've got a five-year-old daughter who's fabulous. Mm-hmm. And you're in and out of hospital.
Yes.
What was going on?
Well, they were trying to save my leg, basically.
Right.
The bottom of my foot was blown open and the bones had come out. So they reconstructed it and they took bone from my pelvis and bone from my shin.
I'm being a man now.
And they put it in my foot. And I've had 9 surgeries over the last 3 years on my foot. Spent most of the time in a wheelchair or on crutches. And obviously now the decision has come to be that in a week, I'll be getting my leg amputated.
So there's nothing they can do for it now?
No.
Is it a fact that the bone is so damaged that even if you stop where you are now, you're still just going to be in a wheelchair? But by changing to a prosthetic leg, you'll be able to walk again. Is that
I'll not only be able to walk again, I'll be able to run again. I'll be able to do everything I could do as a soldier before this that I can't do now.
So basically, Jamie's in trouble after next week.
Oh, he is, yeah.
That's what we like to hear. And how did you end up? Because we're in Slovakia, in Poprad, at the base of the Tatry Mountains, as some of the audience will know, right across the road from Aqua City, which is where you're staying now. How did you end up in Aqua City?
Well, I got an email basically saying that Holidays for Heroes was offering holidays to Aqua City for any personnel and their families who'd been injured in Iraq or Afghanistan. And so my lovely husband nominated me.
Oh, bless.
he's
going to be living off of that for years now, don't you?
And my unit nominated me as well to come.
Oh, wow.
Well, they emailed Terry Major, retired, Butterworth, and he agreed and said that was a good nominee. And with what was coming up as well, it gave my family a time, sort of a week really, to have some time together and really sort of forget about what was going on, which was important, you know. So that's how we ended up coming to Aqua City.
And how are you getting on?
Oh, we're loving it. It's been fantastic.
A little birdie tells me you've been having some special treatments with the doctor.
I've had cryotherapy every day, which has been local cryotherapy, minus 160 degrees on my foot.
Ouch.
Which to most people would probably be ouch, but it's been bliss because it takes all the pain away in my foot. It's lovely.
Can I just disqualify that? So you've been in pain even with painkillers for the last 3 years.
Uh-huh.
You have this treatment and you're feeling better.
Yes, yes.
That works for me. I can do that.
I'd recommend it to anybody. It's fantastic. And we've had massages every day and been swimming every day. It has been fantastic.
Changing the subject a bit, because what really impresses me about you is that most people would have given up, but you haven't. And therefore, very inspirational to lots of people. If there's somebody listening out on a Forces Network somewhere to this, they've had problems, why shouldn't they give up?
Because there's always somebody worse off than you. always.
Yeah.
And I've got a daughter and a husband that I have to keep fighting for. I can't be ill, because it's not just doesn't just affect me, it affects my daughter and my husband, who stood by me through this for 3 years, so I have to be all right.
What's next plan for you then? You're going to be in rehab for a while, surely.
I am. My aim is to be able to walk around Disneyland with my daughter.
Wow.
She's dying to go, and we haven't been able to go because I wouldn't have been able to walk.
Disneyland, if you're listening to this, the lady wants to walk around Disneyland.
And so that's sort of my first aim. But my next aim would be I'd like to do the London Marathon on a prosthetic limb. That is such a huge thing that is my aim. And I'm going to Headley Court, where all soldiers go to
that's
be rehabilitated. And so they will get me fit enough to do that.
Wow.
So that is my aim.
Where are you going to be staying then? You're going to be at Headley Court in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Jamie going to be?
Him and Millie, my daughter, are going to be in Aldershot.
How long do you anticipate being there?
The next 3 years, probably.
Oh, that's okay then, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So that's part of the plan with Headley Court and
you're getting fit again. Yeah, they're 45 minutes away from me, so it means that every weekend I'll get to see my daughter and my husband.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. As long as he's not late.
No, we'll get in trouble if he's late.
That's what we like to hear. And what about for you long term? What do you see for the future? Because it's got to be, for me, it's got to be, I mean, I've had car accidents and they're nothing compared to what you went through. Three and a bit years ago, you were at ground zero almost, and now you're here. It's an enormous step. What's the next one?
Well, I don't know. I've been thinking about that a lot. I'm not sure what the next step for me is really long term, because the sky's the limit really in the future. There's nothing going to be holding me back anymore. So I just sort of take each day and see what comes, really.
Well, all I can say is it's been lovely having you in Slovakia. It's an honour to meet the pair of you and your beautiful little daughter as well. I wish you all the luck in the world and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.